Next up is one of Mary Lou's big inspirations, pianist, composer, and bandleader Lovie Austin. Lovie was among the tiny handful of female instrumentalists recording in the 20s. She toured extensively on the vaudeville circuit, often leading and arranging her own bands. Settling in Chicago during the late 20s, Lovie was house pianist at the Paramount record label, accompanying blues singers like Ma Rainey, Alberta Hunter, and Ida Cox. She continued performing, leading bands, and teaching in the Chicago area through the late 1950s. Austin deeply influenced the young Mary Lou Williams, who saw her at age 8 or 10, and recalled her, quote, conducting a group of 5 or 6 men, a cigarette in her mouth, playing the show with her left hand and writing music for the next act with her right. Wow, I never forgot this episode. My entire concept was based on the few times I was around Lovie Austin. She was a fabulous woman and musician. Lovie wrote both these tunes, recorded in her 1924 Blues Serenaders session, coaxing an amazing quantity of sound from a trio when she played piano with trumpeter Tommy Ladner and Jimmy O'Brien clarinet. Here's Travelin' Blues and Steppin' on the Blues. Thank you. bandleader, pianist, and composer Lovey Austin's Blues Serenaders in 1924, her Travelin' Blues, and Steppin' on the Blues. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you a series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing on Jazz Rhythm. Lee Morse is one of the most peculiar yet distinctive singers from the 1920s. She was an odd vocalist of considerable range, from a warbling yodel down to a male-sounding baritone. Lee may have picked up baritone when she began singing at age 3, imitating her 6 older and 3 younger brothers. In fact, her whole family sang, including her 2 elder sisters and her father, a preacher who encouraged his flock in loud, foot-stomping spiritual music.
Last I've got you near, so I can tell you, dear, your funny disposition almost drives me wild. I know that you can be so nice and sweet to me. You treat me just as though I'm a child. Each time I want a pet and think that I'm all set, you play so hard to get. Don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you'd never miss. But you don't want a kiss. Don't be like that, I don't know why. But you love to tease me, if you just try. You'd find it easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say all let's embrace. You laugh right in my face, don't be like that. You say my company brings sweetest ecstasy. For you, but not for me, don't be like that. When you call Sunday night, and everything's just right, you let the lights burn bright, oh, don't be like that. You think that I spend an evening gaily, when all you try is a tune on your ukulele. We're in a quiet nook, you got that from a book. You're dumb, that's how you look. Don't be like that. Things are going great. You say it's getting late. Don't be like that. I wish I knew. If you really love me, the things you do, I think you don't think much of me. We'd make a lovely pair if you would only care. But you're a frigidaire. Don't be like that.
Lee Morse was both an unusual singer and is a fascinating story. Born and raised in the Northwest, her career began in vaudeville, and by the early 20s, she was touring the Pantages circuit with an act in which she sang 3 songs in different ranges, soprano, baritone, and bass. 5 feet tall and only 100 pounds, she was billed as the small girl with a big voice, or as the Southern aristocrat of song, singing Al Jolson-type Down South Mammy songs. By the mid-1920s, Lee Morse was in New York City, recording for the Pathé, Perfect, and Columbia labels, waxing nearly 200 songs before her career gradually waned during the Depression.
There's one thing that a woman can't live without, and that's a man. There's one thing keeps a woman always in doubt, and that's a man. I'm no exception to the rule. I know they say that I'm a fool, but there's one thing that I'm simply crazy about, and that's a man. He's not good looking, not handsome or tall. I couldn't tell you how he made me fall. There's nothing to him, but still and all, he's a good man to have around. He's not a stepper, he can't even waltz. In conversation, he stammers and halts. Poor little sweet man, with all his faults, he's a good man to have around. Sometimes I fly off my lid. Go this minute, I shout. But if he did, I would die without him. He's not exactly my idea of the perfect lover from heaven above. But what's the difference? The man you love is a good man to have around. The son of a gun, he's a good man to have around. Always comes home to roost. So what do I care? Come on, baby.
Lee Morse from 1928 through 30. And for more about her, you can check out the delightful website, www.leemorse.com. Sophie Tucker was the original Red Hot Mama and first recorded on Edison Cylinders in 1910. Her vaudeville debut in 1906 launched a half-century career that moved through cabaret, the Ziegfeld Follies, Broadway, movies, and eventually television. Big, bold, and brassy, her frankly sexual lyrics shocked Americans and Europeans alike. Rotund and not pretty, Tucker had only minor success in the films. But her star rose again in the 1950s and 60s when she was popular on television and The Ed Sullivan Show, continuing to perform until shortly before her death in 1966. After we hear Sophie Tucker's He Hadn't Until Yesterday, we'll hear a delightful disc by Elsie Carlisle, probably the top radio star in the 1920s in Britain, accompanied by the excellent Bert Ambrose Orchestra.
There's a boy I'm crazy about, and I know he's wild about me. At the love stuff, he's not a real chic man, 'cause I'm the roaring lion, he's the poor weak lamb. Has he squeezed me? No. Has he pleased me? No. Has he told me tales of friends? Has he ever kissed me unawares and whispered, honey, take a chance? Well, he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. I've been on the wrong track long enough, I'm gonna start and do things right. And when I get my arms around him and I hug with all my might, and if he's never called for his mother, then I guess he will tonight. And he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. I'm gonna show him in the parlor why a girl turns out the light. I won't waste any time on talking, I'll stop right in on sight. And if he's never forgotten his Bible, you can bet he will tonight. Now I'm determined to make him give it, I'm just crazy to have him begin. He's not a sheik now, but when I get through, Ronald Coleman will never do the things he'll do. Shall I make him? Yes. Shall I take him? Yes. Shall I burn him up with bliss? But up to now, I must confess, he's never even tried a kiss. Well, he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will tonight. That son of a gun's gonna start right in, getting next to things all right. Say, for his love I'm so hungry that his cheeks I'll start a bite. And if he's never had his moments, oh, well, I guess he will tonight. And he hadn't up till yesterday, but I guess he will ride soon. He may be the slowest man under the sun, but wait till I get him under the moon. He's gotta love his big fat mama, he'll get no chance to fight. And my name isn't Sophie Tucker, if that guy don't fall tonight.
You'll find that I'm the sort that likes a little sport, but there's a limit nevertheless. There's something in your eyes seems to warn me I had better beware of your finesse. I can understand when you hold my hand that it's love finding a way. I don't mind you feeling thrilly, but when you start acting silly, please, Mr. Hemingway, it's so plain to see you appeal to me. When you're near, my heart must obey. You're so sweet and so delicious, but when you get too ambitious, please, Mr. Hemingway, I love affection, but we're all alone, and there's one objection. sentimental police. Mr. Hemingway, I love a brave man with big he-man stuff, but not a caveman. So remember not to play too rough. Being kissable is permissible. When you steal a kiss, it's okay. And I don't mind your osculation, but my dear, my operation, oh please, Mr. Hemingway.
The delightful Please, Mr. Hemingway, Elsie Carlisle from 1932, and Sophie Tucker from 1928, he hadn't up till yesterday. Though there were few female instrumentalists recorded during the 1920s, hundreds of female vocalists performed on records and radio, in vaudeville, tent shows, nightclubs, theaters of all description, and the earliest motion pictures with sound. A wide range of performers, from girl flapper novelty acts through vaudeville and cabaret chanteuses to gutsy blues divas, created a body of vocal literature that broke the existing molds, inventing new styles of American popular music that set the pattern for decades to come. When this five-part survey introducing remarkable women of jazz continues, I'll be focusing on the swing era with pianist-composer Mary Lou Williams, vocalists Helen Humes and Blanche Calloway, and several remarkable instrumentalists and all-female swing bands from the 30s and 40s. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering transfer of vintage tapes and discs to CD. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Ina Ray Hutton was a successful singer and dancer. She was in the 1934 Ziegfeld Follies and led the all-female Mellow Dears swing band from 1934 through 39, though she was really just a glamorous figurehead for the popular band. There were excellent musicians in the 14-piece Mellow Dears, as you can hear from their 1934 Wild Party. I'm Dave Redlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.